As you heard outside, we've begun Holy Week. In a way, Lent's finished and we're stepping it up. Every day is a holy day, and that leads us to what we call the Holy Triduum. Triduum means 3 days. Also called the Sacred Triduum, and that's what it's all about. In fact, that's what Christianity is based upon. Those 3 days, which are encapsulated in 2 words called the sacred mysteries or the holy mysteries of what? His suffering, his death, and his resurrection. 3 days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. It's simple, really. That's what it's all about. He was born to die, and we've begun that week that leads to his death. Hence the priest, as on Good Friday, is wearing the vestments which are red. We have a procession into the church with our palm branches, which are symbols of fidelity, not fickleness. During this week, we want to absorb as much scripture as possible, enter into, through contemplation and meditation, those sacred mysteries, and also analyze where we're at. This week has 4 processions. We've done 1. On Friday, we'll also process up to the cross and ask for the grace of perseverance, fidelity, that St. John had and the others had not on that day. Faithfulness, fidelity, or fickleness. Many of the Jews were fickle. On this day they proclaimed, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna, Christ is our Messiah, King of the city. Let's welcome him. And then, a few days later, crucify him, crucify him. Fickleness. We all know people who are here one moment, gone the next. It's just not reliable. They're not responsible. They're not mature in their faith. We want to be rock solid. We want to be faithful until the end of our life. It just doesn't happen. You have to invest in that fidelity. And Holy Week is one week that enables us to do that. If we analyze what happened, where, when, to whom, and what is our part in that. Take, for example, that man from Cyrene, Simon. He had no idea that he would become famous on that day. And notice his fame and fidelity came through an unexpected meeting with the cross, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about. Who would it be? Our Lord was covered in blood. The soldiers were brutal. You wouldn't want to be involved. We would all certainly go the other way, let's be honest. But he was caught for some reason. Divine providence will, though he was reluctant, he was forced to carry the cross. And sometimes in our life too, we're not reluctant. We're not keen at all, are we? We're just not there at times, and we're forced to bear the cross. And somehow, in bearing the cross, we come close to Christ. Our heart next to his divine heart, and he changes us. After several hours of bearing that cross with the Lord, I'm sure Simon arrived at the summit, Golgotha, the place of skulls, where they crucified criminals, and perhaps Simon wasn't keen to go. Perhaps he was one of the bystanders in the background watching. His heart now had changed. We know all that, because you've just heard his sons, Alexander and Rufus, were faithful Christians. They followed on from Dad. And it all began with that unexpected encounter with suffering. And so too with us. It's sometimes that's the way God maps it out. And though too on the cross, as our Lord is dying, to speak, he has to push up on the spike in his feet to get enough air. is dying of asphyxiation, and he utters these words to his mother, "Behold your son," referring to St. John. John's own mother was standing there. In fact, there were three Marys on Calvary. Miriam was the name, Mary the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and you've just heard Mary, the mother of the other apostle, James. And John's mother was there. This giving of the mother to the son wasn't merely physical, look after mum, it was a spiritual gift of maternity to humanity. We now all have a spiritual mother to help us be faithful. We turn to her in prayer at difficult times. I'm sure John was faithful to the very end because he was close to her. And she perhaps bolstered him with that look, that gesture, "Don't go." He was the only one of the 12. The only faithful apostle. No wonder he would be called the beloved later in time. We want to be like him. So adopt Our Lady and her sorrows into your life. And she will teach you how to cope with sadness and difficulty when there's an absence in your life, when there's trials that come, as they do. And that happens because we pray. We're faithful to pray, especially the rosary. Lastly, the tomb. Our Lord came into the world with nothing. He leaves with nothing. He didn't even have a place for his dead body. And so God, by divine providence, brings into focus this Sadducee, obviously of wealth, the aristocracy in Jerusalem. Joseph became from Arimathea. And he had just had a tomb made for himself. And I'm sure it was a good quality tomb. And it's that tomb that our Lord now has decreed. Joseph was in the background. Who would have thought that he would now step up and step in at that dire moment? But that's how God works things. Sometimes people come to the faith late in life. Sometimes they're always on the side watching, and then they're inspired to do something heroic, and they come all the way and leave a mark on the church, on our future. There are many people like that. We should never discount what's happening in people's lives, what graces they're giving, what blessings are bestowed, and slowly, gradually God pulls them around, then they do something, as did Joseph, and of course Nicodemus. Those two were faithful at that moment. This week is an exciting week. There's always something new to learn, something to examine, dig deep, as I said, into the sacred texts, but also pray about what's happening. Why did Jesus do what he did? Why was Simon Peter so, at the end, pathetic, denying Christ thrice? Would I be like him? Often when pressure comes on and we're subjected to turmoil, some of us just either go fright or flight. We just disappear or we push back. What would be your reaction? How would you cope when adversity comes? And when it does come, what would be your response? They're good questions to ask because we all have to bear our cross. And in living out how Christ bore his cross, we learn how to cope ourselves, how to put up with issues and not to lose heart, but to keep on going. So the ceremonies are on this week, Thursday, 7 p.m. for the Lord's Mass, the Last Supper, the institution of Mass. We have another procession then. Good Friday, we have the stations on the Oval, and then, of course, the Passion at 3 p.m., and then the Easter Vigil at 8, and Mass times are as per normal next Sunday. So we pray this week that we keep our palms close to our hearts to remind us to be faithful. For in being faithful, we too shall one day, please God, be also called the Beloved.